Christmas is coming, isn't it, eh? Wow. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the stories that we've heard this morning. Those reminders of Advent and Christmas past. Lord, I just pray that this year will be another year where we will create memories because of what Christmas means to us. And I pray, Lord, that you just open our hearts and minds to hear from you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Damola, you might want to take me down a little bit. I'm loud enough without a microphone, so well, it's... Those of you that have been here for a while will know that we're going through a series which we're calling The Race to Christmas. And we looked at a couple of weeks ago, getting fit for the race. And it's been a huge encouragement to me to have quite a few of you, as I said earlier, respond to what I said 2 weeks ago and engage with this Advent in Narnia reflections. I will encourage you, Tuesday night, 7:30 on Zoom. Those of us who were there last week, I think, felt it was a great time that we were able to take a step back from the busyness of life and focus on Advent, focus on Jesus coming. Last week, we were asked, are you ready? And what comes next is get set. So that's what we're going to look at this morning. Get set. And I have a question for you. Do you remember when you were at school and it was a games lesson or a sports day? Or maybe you've been involved in races since. I said a couple of weeks ago, I know we have a number of runners at this church. But do you remember that feeling you get right before the start of a race? Especially if it's an event that maybe you even hope to do well in. You hope to perhaps win. This might be hard to believe, I don't know, but I was really quite fast when I was younger. And on occasions, I represented my school at 100 and 200 metres. Now, I have to add, anything longer than that, and I very quickly ran out of steam. But I very much remember, as I crouched down, ready for the race to start, hearing those words of, on your marks, followed by, get set, it would send my heart into a little flutter. It was a mixture of nerves and excitement. Excitement about what was about to happen and all that that might mean. Would I win the race? Would I get close to winning the race? I actually confess, I liked that feeling. Do you get a nervous excitement when that Advent is here? When Christmas is getting closer, when we remember the coming of Jesus into the world at that first Christmas? Or do you dread the thought of all you need to do before the big day? The presents and food to sort, the family visits to arrange. Does that get in the way of you feeling excited? Because I think we should all feel excited about Advent. It was interesting, Sarah saying how in her childhood, how Advent very much was different to Christmas. You had that Advent time and then you got ready for Christmas. We should feel excited about Advent, about Christmas, about the coming of Jesus. In fact, we should feel excited about Jesus, full stop, quite honestly. But I guess I would say that as a minister. But I wonder if, as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, if we get so caught up with the busyness of this time that we don't feel the excitement we should about what this time of year really is about. It seems at the start of the passage that we had read to us, Mary was anything but excited. She was frightened. And you can hardly blame her, really. An angel suddenly appears in front of her and says all this wacky stuff to her. I think I would have been frightened too. However, did you notice, though, but by the end of the angel sharing all that he wanted to, about Mary becoming pregnant with Jesus, about who he would be, about how his kingdom would reign forever, it seems she was a little less frightened. I'm sure she was still a bit nervous, though. She was ready to submit to whatever God wanted to do with her in her life. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Now, I'll come back to our theme of get set in just a moment. But I can't read that part of the passage. I can't read Mary's response to what the angel said to her without asking myself this question. Am I ready to as willingly submit to whatever God wants to do in my life? Am I also prepared to say, "I am the Lord's servant, may your word to me be fulfilled"? Because that's a powerful thing to say, if you think about it. It hands over the control of our life to God. It hands over our own desires, our dreams, our ambitions, and our wants over to God. Am I prepared to do that, really? I mean, let me ask this. Are you prepared to do that, really? Because Mary was. Mary wouldn't have known what all this was about. She wouldn't have known what the future was now going to hold for her. But she was prepared to hand over control of that future to God. "May your word to me be fulfilled." I think it's a real challenge to us to be equally submissive to God's plan for our lives. And I do pray that we are all prepared to do that, whatever it might mean for our future. Anyway, back to today's theme and to the excitement of the race, back to the excitement of that get set moment. Can that excitement, can that level of excitement happen at this time of year, at the thought of Jesus coming? I know for one person it certainly did. It certainly did for John the Baptist. And that was before he was even born. That excitement happened whilst he was still in his mum's womb, when his mum's cousin Mary came to visit. We read this. "At that time, Mary got ready and hurried down to a town in the hill country of Judea." Now, I have to say, we don't actually know which town that was. Some thought it might be Hebron. That was known as a priestly town, and we know that Zechariah was a high priest. That might have been where they lived. Another school of thought is there's a little town just outside called Jutta. There's debate over where Zechariah and Elizabeth actually lived. But anyway, at that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. When she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Before he was even born, John the Baptist was excited at being close to Jesus, leaping in his mother's womb. We too should be as equally excited when we get close to Jesus. We should be excited about this time of year when in Advent we reflect on the expectation of Jesus coming that first Christmas time. And all that means for us now and in the future. And all that it means for this world that he came into. And goodness knows, the world is in desperate need of Jesus right now. I don't want to sound like a stuck record, but I'm going to. If we are so busy running around in the wrong race to Christmas, we won't have the time to get properly excited for the right reasons, to get properly excited about Jesus coming. Because we won't have time to spend with Jesus. That's what I loved about last Tuesday. We just rocked up on Zoom for 50 minutes and spent time with Jesus. We won't have the time reflecting on that expectation and excitement of Advent and the lead up to recalling that first Christmas when he arrived in person. We won't feel like leaping, like John the Baptist did in the womb. And with him doing that, did you realize his mum Elizabeth was then filled with the Holy Spirit? She too was excited. "Blessed are you," she said to Mary, "among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." There was excitement in that house that day. There was excitement about being close to Jesus. There is so much excitement to be had when we make time to be close to Jesus at this time of year. When we make the time to reflect on Advent, to reflect on some of the things that we have been singing about this morning. These aren't just words. These songs we've sung have told the story of that first Christmas. You know what? That expectant moment as the call of get set is given just before a race is actually nothing compared to the excitement that we can feel about the expectation of Jesus, if only we give the time to reflect on that, on him. So get set, folks. Get set for the coming of the Christ. Get set for all that that means for our lives if we truly open our hearts to him. Get set and feel the excitement that this time of year should be about. Leap for joy because Jesus is coming. And if you want to do that in the final song, do that. If you want to leap on the pew, no, actually, health and safety, we're probably not allowed to leap on the pews. The point is, this is something to be excited about. Get set for the coming of the Christ. Let me pray, and I invite the band back up. Father, I'm always struck by the story that was read to us earlier and the excitement that there was in the womb, in that house that day, the coming of Jesus into this world. That was still yet to happen, but the excitement was there. And Lord, I pray for all of us this year as we consider, as we perhaps hopefully take more time to consider Advent and what it means. Lord, I pray that we will once again discover that excitement, not of presents and mince pies and baubles, but the excitement that Jesus came. That Jesus came to bless us all in this life and to offer us a heavenly, eternal future with him. Father, I pray you stir excitement in each of us here, those at home, anyone that hears this, Lord. For we love Jesus. Help us to be excited by him. Amen. Let's invite the band back up.